listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for being my ear on this episode of Township's Daily News Bits. On this episode, I chat with Reverend Steve Lawson of Knowlton's United Church about the church's recent decision to put up the building and the land for sale. The Knowlton United Church is an iconic building in Knowlton, and it has also served as a hub for many community groups here in the area. However, the church has been facing financial difficulties as a result of declining attendance. Wanting to remain a part of the community, the church hopes that interested buyers will keep the building's vocation so that the church and the congregation can remain a part of the community. I had the chance to chat with Reverend Steve Lawson about the decision and the mayor for the town of Brome Lake, Richard Burkham, about the steps that the municipality will take moving forward regarding the United Church. Steve, thank you so much for coming back to CIDI and to chat with us about the Knowlton United Church. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Yes, so Steve, you and I spoke just a couple weeks ago. We did an interview together about the fundraiser that was held for the Knowlton United Church that took place a few Saturdays ago. And now we are here a couple weeks later, and the church has announced it's had to make a tough decision. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could please highlight this decision for our community, Steve. Okay.
Well, when we had our when we had our interview there a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't really talk about anything about selling the church at that point because nothing was public. We were still going through a lot of process to get to that point, and so nothing could be nothing was factual or could be stated to the public at that point until we knew for sure what we were doing and until we signed all the contracts. And it's not just with realtors or anyone else, it's with our wider church. They have the final say in what we do here in Knowlton. And so we have to work with them as well and all their conditions and all their agreements. And the bottom line is what we do, they must approve. So we have to go through all that before we could make anything public. So now it's out there.
Yes, yeah, so from my understanding, you're expecting to have a for sale sign outside the church within the next upcoming weeks?
Within the next day. I'm surprised if it's not out there this morning. I mean, it's now out there in all the realtor places that a realtor will advertise on MLS. So every realtor across Canada has access to that now. It's supposed to be in the paper in the Gazette on Saturday, I believe, when it comes out. So it's all out there, and we were asked if we wanted a for sale sign because it's very weird, I think, for people to drive by and see a for sale sign in front of a church. Yes. But we thought, well, the public drives by all the time, and maybe there'll be somebody driving by is kind of interested too. So The sign will be there if it's not there already. I haven't looked today.
Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit last time in our interview, but why have you decided to put, it's the building and the land, right?
Oh, yes, it's the whole property.
Why have you decided to put the land up and then the church up for sale? You know, you're the second church here in Knowlton that's looking to sell its land in order to remain a part of the community in some way. So it's not painting a very positive picture.
Yeah. Well, it comes down to really dwindling finances. That's just the bottom line. Eventually, you start to run out of money because the numbers of people participating in the life of the church get smaller and smaller as the years go by. The money just isn't there. I mean, the way we receive our support is through offerings, both during worship times, but also through the year. Other people donate as well who support the church. But when you total it all up, it is less every year. And we had a cushion for a while from the sale of another church, which was part of our pastoral charge. But those finances, when we looked at them seriously, we said we really have maybe 2 years left with finances to keep the church going in terms of the maintenance of the church. I mean, it costs a lot to heat the church and insurance for the church, electricity, all kinds of bills that we pay for through those offerings and donations. So it was becoming too expensive. Simple as that.
Yeah. And, you know, you're mentioning like repairs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What about the church needs to be repaired, or what about the church can the congregation no longer maintain, mm-hmm. I guess I should say?
Well, yeah, it's an old building. It's 130 years old, and it certainly had a lot of work done on it over those years. And even recently, you know, the church had an elevator put in the last 20 years so that it has access to both floors for the community. We put in new flooring and lighting in the church hall. We changed the sanctuary around so that it was became an accessible stage for performances. We've changed the hot water heater. We've changed a lot of things over the years. So in general repairs, it's fairly up to date. I mean, there are obviously things that will be needed over the years, and we don't have the finances for those years. We don't have enough for more than 2 years. So, but we have made changes for the community, and that's our vision still, that the building remain a building for the community so that it can be used. I mean, this depends on who's interested in buying it, of course, but we're hoping that there's enough interest out there in the community from individuals or groups or organizations and even, yes, the town itself to take a look at the building and the property and say this is worth keeping and using for the sake of the community.
Yeah, because as of right now, there are various community groups that use that space.
Yeah, it gets used regularly by Knowlton players for their practices and some of their performances. The community singers have done concerts there. As you just said, there was a concert there 2 weeks ago. Wellness group in town uses it now once a week for their activities. So, and other groups over the years have used it. And they pay rent, or sometimes they just make a reasonable donation too. So, so it is already a community building. And the added thing is, our desire still is that we can continue maybe to worship there. It's not necessary. If we had to, somebody bought it and say, "Well, no, I'm sorry, we have other plans," then we would look elsewhere to continue to worship, because we are not closing down as a congregation. Okay, we want to make that clear to people. We're selling the building and the property, but we are remaining as a church.
Selling the physical space, the community of faith.
That's right. The community of faith still exists, and that's not being closed down, because we enjoy being together, and there's enough of us to still do that. So it's just that the expenses will be less if we didn't have this building to maintain.
Yes. So like you mentioned, if whoever buys it isn't interested in keeping its vocation, you'll look for another space to do it.
Yeah, we could just hopefully rent somewhere. There's two or three places in town that we've already looked at or thought about. We've not approached anybody because we really are waiting to see who's interested.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to ask, is the church going to be peculiar about who buys the building and the land? Do you have a sense of say when it comes to that?
It's a good question. yes, we do. In the sale, if somebody goes online and finds the, I don't know what you call that, but
the
agreement and everything's all listed there. One of the conditions is that we have a right to refuse, because we wanted that in there for sure, because some sales don't have that. And therefore, you're obliged to take the best one or one of them. This way, we can say no without giving any reasons why, mm-hmm. only because we don't want to be sold to that person or that group or whatever. So we do have that right. The town still has an interest in it. We know that. So we're hoping for that. And we've also heard, as I'm sure the rumor mill out there has said, there's a lot of interested individuals who might work together and consider buying it too. So we're optimistic, we're hopeful, we're relying on the creativity of the town. This is probably one of the most creative towns to live in, and people have great ideas of how to work together as a community, and so we're relying on that too. So meanwhile, we continue worship every first three Sundays of every month. We'll be there worshiping as long as we can.
Perfect. That's what I was going to ask for those who wanted to know how you were moving forward now that it's up for sale. But I'm glad to hear the services will continue for the time being.
Put out our newsletter on purpose on our Facebook group. Anybody can go to it, Knowlton Mountain Valley Pastoral Charge on Facebook, And I put out a newsletter yesterday to let people know we're still operating, we're still there, we're still worshiping. We only worship the first three Sundays of every month. We take the fourth Sunday as a break. And our goal is this summer to worship outdoors as much as we can. And then we have plans for the fall. I mean, we have these community lunches that we do once a month where about 40 people come for lunch and you hear a speaker. And we're already planning to do our September 8th lunch. So
your hopes are high to keep it as
going
as
ahead
is.
Until
yes.
further notice.
And well, if you have more say, you know, that kind of gives you more wiggle room to ensure that it stays within your vision.
We hope we've helped direct it in that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll just see as each offer comes in, and I have a feeling there's going to be a few different offers.
Yeah. And, you know, this is just out of my curiosity because I'm a historian at heart. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you know, this church has been a part of our community mm-hmm. for so long. I was wondering if you could talk about the historical significance of the...
Well, the building has always been declared kind of an icon. Peter White declared it the Eiffel Tower of Paris because in all our pictures of townships and the visitor brochures and tourist things, there's always a picture of the pond, but in the background is always the church. So that has been a symbol for the community gathering, and we want it to remain that way. The building itself, that building, has been there since 1895. We've been on that property since 1855. So obviously it's probably the most well-known building in town, you know, other than maybe the Lou Relay, perhaps, or the Fulton Pub.
Yeah, one of the historical landmarks.
And we see it, we've always seen it that way. We're proud of the fact that it's a historical, almost heritage building. I don't think it's declared a heritage building by the province,
no.
But it is looked on some kind of heritage list from the municipality. So it does have those qualities about it that if somebody buying it would have to know. I don't know how much change could be done on the outside of the building. Inside, maybe, of course, or we don't know. But it has a heritage quality, it has a historical quality, and we celebrated that three Sundays ago in our church, the 225th anniversary of being a community of faith here. So that goes back into the 1700s. So we celebrate that and honor that, and we'd like to see that continue.
And I'm sure many people in the community would as well.
Sure.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Steve, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that would be important for the community to be aware of.
Not really. We just hope for the best and keep positive, and maybe stay in touch with our Knowlton Facebook page. If people want to hear the facts, go to that page. We'll only post there what is true and what we know. The rest is rumor.
Well, thank you so much again, Steve.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Richard, thank you so much for taking the time for CIDI, as always. I really appreciate it, to talk about Knowlton's United Church. And so, Richard, unfortunately, the United Church recently announced that it's putting up the church and the land for sale. Now, this is two churches in Knowlton that have taken into consideration perhaps selling their land in order to remain a part of the community. So then this must be a concern for the municipality in some way.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, just as a citizen, I mean, to see churches closing, but you can see the evolution, how it evolved over the last 20, 30 years, you know, that the congregations got smaller and smaller, and finally, you know, that was it. Mm-hmm. So they're certainly, most of them are in financial, difficulties to keep it open and maintain it. So as with St. Paul's, of course, they're not selling the church. They only want to develop a certain piece of land in the back and sell off the buildings through a promoter, and the money for the sale of the land goes, of course, to the church, the diocese. But with the United Church, it's a different story. They want to sell. They don't have much land to sell or develop. Then they wouldn't be able to. So basically, it's to sell the church and the land, the bit of land that goes with it.
And from my understanding, when I was speaking to a reverend of the Knowlton's United Church, Steve Lawson, he said that the church has been in talks with the municipality, who has been keeping the church on its radar for the last little while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct. And for the last year and a half, 2 years, we had a couple of meetings, three, four meetings with them, and and talked about it. And we had done an architectural, had an architect do a report on it. There's nothing, pressing that is the building's going to fall down. There are certain repairs, like any other building, that has to be done in the next couple of years, but not any urgency in that. But, with all that going on, of course, there's a lot of things to consider.
And does the municipality have any interest in this building? Do you plan on keeping it on your radar? Do you plan on looking into it a little bit more?
Well, it was always interesting to see from that perspective, what it could be used for. But at the same time, of course, you must understand we already have a big community center in Knowlton on Victoria Street. But the architectural and the patrimoine of it is very interesting. And, there's other organizations that I can't get into detail right now, but there's other interests too. So we got to look at, all sides of it. And we are passing a resolution in July, and we have a preemption to match a first refusal, as they say, or to match any offer, that comes in. So we'll be looking at all the options, and then council, the elected officials, will decide.
Okay. So you're taking advantage of that the provincial regulation that gives the municipality first right to refusal for any properties and that they might be interested in.
Yes, that's correct. It's the only place that had that before was the city of Montreal, and now the provincial government has made it for any municipality could pass by resolution and then advise the registre des fonciers that we have a preemption first refusal on these properties, and so that has to be dictated to when it comes up for sale. The potential owner is aware, would be aware of it. And then we will decide, what to look at and if we're going to go ahead with it,
From my understanding, that space, of course, it's zoned as institutional. So if anyone does purchase the building and wants to change things about the building, there are certain constraints set in place as well, if I'm understanding correctly.
That is correct. It's a patrimoine, it's a heritage building, and it's in our inventory of the town. It's not in the government one, but it's in the inventory of the town. And, of course, being a heritage building, there can't be big changes or, if any, changes outside. Windows have to stay the way they look. There's many restrictions. Inside, of course, people can maybe do what they want. But the exterior has slope of the roof. Everything has to remain the same.
Okay, just to preserve its historical architecture and whatnot.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Richard. I just wanted to get some comments from the municipality, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to bring up about the United Church that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Well, it is very interesting. I mean, it could be used, for. I guess now the Knowlton players use it, and there's certain venues. Those are interesting things that it could be used for, and as a community, place. And the inside, of course, if you notice, the benches are all round. So from one side to the other, it's like in a circle, half moon that you sit, And even the architect found this it's very unusual for a Quebec church to have that type, and she found it very interesting, actually very interesting, the way the seating is. So it's a very interesting building, and I certainly would like to see it preserved too, at what level, with a municipality or another organization that might be interested also to keep it the way it is. We will look at all the options though.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Richard, again. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Taylor, anytime.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.